The group Americans for Limited Government issued a press release saying Schock now shares in the blame for the president's health care law. Keith Bockelman, chair of the Political Science Department at Western Illinois University, says this is not the first time a conservative group has come out against Schock. The Club for Growth called for someone to run against Schock after last year's debt ceiling fight. But with time running out, Bockelman says it doesn't look like there are any takers.
We haven't reached the filing date yet, but as far as I know, nobody's out there getting signatures at this point. They need to be raising money. They need to be even running the advertisements and so forth already to lay the groundwork, because you've only got about, 4 months or so.
And even if a challenger did emerge, he says Schock is still a strong candidate.
I think it'd be very tough unless you've got somebody who's already got high name recognition. And again, I don't know who that would be at this point.
Bockelman says primary challenges are more successful when there's low voter turnout. And with a contested Republican primary for governor, that is not likely to happen. I'm Scott Stuntz, Tri-States Public Radio News.